This is the future.
TalkZone.com, the best in internet talk radio. Now let's return to Pageant Talk Radio on TalkZone.com. Once again, here's your host, Valerie Hayes.
Welcome back to the show, and thanks for listening. We're going to go to the section that most people love to tune in on. We get the most emails about this section, and this is where I answer your pageant coaching questions. This is where you have an opportunity to send me an email and see and let me know what you need to know in order to be totally pageant fab. Our first question comes to us from Sherry. Her question is, I've been looking around for my swimsuit, and now I've got a beautiful blue halter swimsuit that I think is perfect for my state-level pageant. I need to know what type of shoe is appropriate to wear with your pageant swimsuit. Someone told me I should be wearing a pump. Someone told me I should be wearing a see-through plastic heel, and someone said I should be just wearing a regular shoe. What do you think is appropriate? Well, I think that's a great question, and I think we need to consider a variety of perspectives. First of all, I think it would be helpful if on the pageant website they gave some guidance, or in the contestant handbook they gave some guidance as to what pageant shoe they're expecting you to wear. There are some pageants that actually state in the pageant, give some information for the pageant what they want you to wear. You know, it might be that the pageant provides a shoe. If not, they might give very specific information. We want you to wear a strappy silver sandal. We want you to wear a nude color wedge, you know, wedge heel, not higher than this, not lower than that. Sometimes they might even say any kind of sandal is fine, but we don't want it to be a platform sandal. So the first thing you should do is check the website or the contestant handbook to see if there are criteria. That being said, I will tell you that the trend right now in pageantry, what we're seeing at the elite level pageant, is a shoe that looks more fashion forward. It doesn't look like the very old taupe pump shoe, the Federico Leoni, which is a great shoe, but that style moment has passed, and now we're seeing people moving away from that. We also saw people moving away from the very basic nude strappy sandal, which is still a great choice, but we're seeing that a lot of the elite level pageants are moving towards more of a fashion shoe. We've seen teens compete in a very nude tone, a very beige tone, espadrille sandal that really does look like something you'd actually wear to the beach, not necessarily on the beach, but to the beach. We've also seen a coordinating shoe. Maybe the contestants are all told to wear silver hoop earrings, and they're wearing silver strappy sandals to coordinate. It really depends on the overall look and feel of your pageant. If there is no information on the website or in the contestant handbook, I would contact the pageant director or pageant staff with a simple email asking if there are any guidelines or preferences for the swimsuit shoe. I will tell you that a lot of the elite level pageants are moving away from what we call the crystal shoe, which is sometimes known as the see-through plastic shoe. We call that a crystal shoe. And a lot of the pageants, specifically the teen pageants, are indicating that teen contestants should not be wearing a platform sandal. So this is, you know, anything from a quarter inch to an inch platform underneath the ball of the foot. So you do want to check. Many of the pageants are going away from that crystal platform look. We have seen some of the pageants wearing a platform sandal that looks like a Steve Madden or a fashion shoe. But really gather your information and research. When in doubt, just take a nude strappy sandal. Alicia Hill has a great nude strappy sandal that everybody's got. It's a reasonable price point, and it will go with your swimsuit shoe and your cocktail and probably some of your appearance wardrobe. So that is a great basic for your pageant wardrobe. So when in doubt, just take a nude strappy sandal without a platform, and you should be just fine. And a 4-inch heel is best when competing in pageant swimsuit. My next question comes to us from Marie. Marie says, I'm looking for a pageant photographer to take my headshot for my first local pageant. Can you recommend anyone in my area? Well, the first thing, again, that I think you need to do is do your research on the pageant website and see if there is a pageant photographer sponsor. Usually the sponsor knows exactly what kind of look the pageant is going for, what the direction of the pageant is, whether it's a very high glamour look with lots of fabulous lighting and amazing makeup, or if it's more of a natural pageant look with kind of a standard headshot that you might be able to use for publicity appearances and so forth. The pageant photographer is usually going to have a really good idea of what the look is. I always encourage people to go with the pageant photographer's sponsor when possible, because they already know the look that they're going to create. And this is really helpful, especially for first timers who don't know what they're trying to do and what they're really trying to achieve. Now, if you don't have access to a pageant sponsor photographer, they don't have one, you don't live near their area, you can go on the pageant website and look at the headshots from last year's contestants and notice the headshots of the ladies who placed in the top five. Then print out a copy of that headshot. You know, we're not trying to rip anybody off. Just print out a picture or send a local photographer a link to that website and ask the photographer when you're interviewing them about doing your headshot, can you create that look? The pageant look that is created for each headshot for individual pageants is really a combination of posing, lighting, and hair and makeup. Some photographers are not good at lighting, and they're going to be able to look at the samples of the headshots you're sending them, and they're going to be able to say, no, I really can't create that lighting for you. And if they say, yes, I can create that lighting for you, ask them to send you a sample of them having done a photo that looks like that, and look at the hair and makeup and the lighting and see if it's similar to the samples that you've provided. A lot of photographers are going to say, oh, yeah, I can create that look, but they're just trying to get the appointment. Let's be honest. So make sure that you ask specifically for an example of their work before you sign up and decide that they can create that pageant headshot, okay? Our next question comes to us from Anna Marie. She says, I want to know if I need to use a pageant makeup artist for my state MUO pageant, Miss Universe Organization pageant. There's one that is offered, but I can't tell if I have to do it or if I should just do it if I have it in the budget. Well, again, budget is a big determining factor for your pageant hair and makeup artist. Make sure that the makeup artist listed is actually available for pageant weekend. Sometimes makeup artists are really just for the winners to use after they've won or to be available during the photo shoot. There are many state USA pageants that actually do not allow you to do your own hair and makeup. So the first thing you should do is check the pageant handbook or the website or ask the pageant director or staff if a pageant hair and makeup person is appropriate or if you really need to do it on your own. If you need to do it on your own, you need to set up at least 2 lessons with your pageant makeup artist. Many makeup artists include the cost of makeup in the first pageant lesson, and the second lesson is just a brush up and so is less expensive. You need to allow at least 1.5 hours for your pageant lesson, makeup lesson. Make sure you allow 2 to 3 weeks in between lessons so you can practice your look at home. See what you're doing well and what you're not doing so well. Take a digital camera or video your lesson so you can use the pics of your pageant makeup lesson or the video of your lesson to practice at home. If you are using a makeup artist, again, I encourage you to look for pictures on the website and then find out who those people use. Most pageants that use pageant makeup artists, the sponsor makeup artist is probably not able to do everyone at the pageant, which is perfectly understandable. So there are probably 2 or 3 makeup artists who have a reputation for knowing the look for that particular pageant and having prepared people for that pageant competition. So whether or not you need a pageant makeup artist depends on the level of competition. Is it a local festival pageant or, you know, a state pageant such as what you're doing now? And what your individual personal pageant skills are. Remember, again, you're wanting to create the similar look of polish and poise of last year's winner. Well, that's it for this week's show. Join me on our next episode when I'll be bringing you more great guests and helpful information that can help you be your absolute best. Remember, you can follow me during the week on Facebook by liking my fan page, Valerie Hayes, the Pageant Coach. Thanks again for listening and for making Pageant Talk Radio the #1 live pageant talk radio show. I'll see you next time, but in the meantime, remember to make today a pageant fab day.
Hollywood Fashion Tape, the star's secret to looking perfectly put together, is also the favorite fashion solution company for the pageant world. The creators of the original hypoallergenic double stick tape used to prevent wardrobe malfunctions, Hollywood Fashion Tape also offers a wide assortment of clever, problem-solving products designed to give you a competitive edge on stage or off. From our guaranteed no-show concealers to our never-fail breast lift tape, we've got you covered. Visit HollywoodFashionTape.com and see how you can have the same confidence the stars have when walking your red carpet. Tired of wearing shoes that look great but hurt your feet? Are you spending hours and hours shopping around for comfort, style, and stability in a pageant shoe? Former Miss America Cheryl Pruitt Salem has a line of pageant footwear that you have to wear to believe. Whether you're looking for something special for prom or a fantastic shoe to compete in, Cheryl's winning shoe collection stands out from the rest. You can wear them all day and you'll look great too. Visit www.cpannie.com today to check out this amazing selection of high quality, handmade competition footwear. That's cpannie.com. Are you looking to pump up the volume and versatility of your pageant hairstyle? At pageantfaces.com, we've got all the options you need to create the look you've been dreaming of without damaging your natural hair. We offer undetectable clip-in extensions, micro-mini clamp hair extensions, collagen bond extensions, as well as fusion extensions. Why take a gamble on off-the-rack extensions when you can have custom-selected extensions that are right for you? Visit pageantfaces.com today. Or email us at imageconsulting@airmail.net. Let us help you find the perfect extensions for your winning look.
Hi, this is Valerie Hayes, and I want to let you in on a secret. I've just released an audio CD of my Mastering the Pageant Interview Teleseminar, and I'm making it available to listeners of the show. The CD includes 3 audio files plus transcripts for easy reference. You'll learn how to spot and handle trick questions, the correct length of an interview answer, 3 tips for closing an answer when you're struggling, my easy technique for answering controversial questions, 2 secrets for winning the onstage interview, plus much, much more. Just pop the audio CD in your computer and listen, or download the files to your iPod. What could be more convenient? But the best thing about my new Mastering the Pageant Interview audio CD is the low price of only $99.95. I want you to know that as soon as the audio CD is posted on the website and available to the general public, the price is going to go up. To get yours, just click on the Mastering the Pageant Interview graphic on the Pageant Talk Radio show page and order yours today so you can be pageant fab at your next pageant.